to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast, episode 21 of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan, here with you tonight. Also got Doom with me, online number one. Doom, how you doing, man?
Chilling, man. Just a little tired, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm there, too. Between my kids and that draft last night.
Yep.
It's been tough. It's been tough. But we're here doing the thing. You guys can join in on the fun. 706-993-4606 is that number for you to call into the show. 706-993-4606 is that number once again. Head over to rantemradio.com. Hit that chat listen button, listen live button. You can get on the chat room, listen to the show. That's your way to interact with us. Got a lot to talk about. College football started this week. We got all your top 25 scores. We're going to go over real quick. Also, we'll get to the news of the day. Got a lot of things going on with one Mr. Ezekiel Elliott. He's been a hot topic for about 2 weeks or so. And we have some more news to discuss on that matter. Again, you guys can call 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Place to be is rantairradio.com. Let's go ahead and get into these college scores very, very quickly. We got the top 25, which is what we're focusing on. And the first score I got to give you. Dude, it hurts. It hurts, dude. But I gotta do it. Alabama defeated Florida State 24-7. Key stat: Damien Harris rushes for 73 yards and a touchdown. Also, FSU starting quarterback goes down. Francois is done for the year.
My question was the special teams the deciding factor in that game?
Florida State special teams was the deciding factor. They held the Alabama offense close to the goal line, had to settle for a field goal. Well, punted the ball to Florida State. Florida State fumbles near the end zone, and then Alabama takes it to the house with a run straight up the middle. And that was pretty much all she wrote. Francois threw a couple of picks in the game. Yeah, he looked like he was a deer in headlights. It's like he had two good drives. One drive we scored, another one that didn't call pass interference ended up not mattering. But again, that could have been 6 points on the board. But either way, he just looked like a deer in headlights, like he wasn't ready for the moment.
But he's too big.
Yeah. Now we have a backup in there. And you can read all about him. Head on over to the Facebook page, Sports Report on Facebook. I got a lot of information up on him as well there. It's just, oh, and by the way, yeah, Tony C, you got dinner coming to you. I lost my bet with Tony C on that one. But in the words of Skip Bayless, I had to believe in the power of my convictions. Florida State, man. Ride or die, man. The one good thing I will say is that defense for Florida State is just amazing. That defense was amazing. They they buckled down. I thought they played well given the situation. I just don't know. At first we had offensive line problems, but then after the offensive line problems, then we throwing picks. Second pick, the last pick he threw, receiver ran the wrong route. He thought the wide receiver was gonna come back for the football, ends up getting the pick. And then the Alabama defender rolls over his leg, and that's pretty much all she wrote. He's going to be Francois out for the year. We got a true freshman in there starting, 6'5", but he looks really, really, really small and frail. So I don't know how long he's going to last. So we shall see.
Hey, you might be able to have to go and play quarterback then, man.
Might have to if it comes down to it. All right, let's get into the rest of the top 25. Ohio State 49, Indiana 21. J.K. Dobbins rushes for 181 yards in that one. Number four, USC beat Western Michigan 49-31. Ronald Jones II rushes for 159 yards and adds 3 touchdowns. Number 5, Clemson defeats Kent State 56-3. Clemson outgained Kent State 665 to 120 yards total offense.
Penn State, well, man, that was a giveaway of some of these. Yeah, you know.
Most of them were. It's opening week. Number 6, Penn State defeated Akron 52-0. Penn State defense hosts Akron to this 159 total yards. Number 8, Washington defeats Rutgers 30-14. Deontay Pettis tallies 3 receptions for 85 yards and a punt return for a TD. Number 9, Wisconsin beat Utah State 59-10. Alex Hornibrook throws 2 for 244 yards and 3 touchdowns. Number 12, Auburn beats Georgia Southern 41-7. Jared, if I can put it, and I might get this name wrong, so please forgive me. Jared Steinem passes for 185 yards and 2 scores. And then wrapping up the top 25, Louisville defeats Purdue 35-28. Lamar Jackson totals 485 yards of offense and 2 scores. Number 18, Miami defeats Bethune-Cookman 41-13. Miami running back Mark Walton 148 rushing yards at 9.3 yards per clip. That's amazing. Number 20, Kansas State 55, Central Arkansas 19. Jesse Ertz throws for 333 yards and 4 TDs. Number 23, Texas upset by Maryland 51-41. Maryland running back Ty Johnson 132 rushing yards, 11 yards per clip. Number 11, Michigan defeats Florida. That's Rage's team. 33-17, Michigan outgained Florida 433 total yards to 192. Number 19, South Florida defeats Stony Brook 31-17. South Florida quarterback Quentin Flowers 186 yards passing, 2 TDs, and added 67 rushing yards. Number 15, Georgia defeated Appalachian State 31-10. Nick Chubb chugs his way to 96 yards rushing and 2 scores. And LSU defeats BYU. Darius Gross scores, sets the tone with 122 rushing yards and 2 scores. And finally for the night, and I lost that. Here we go. Number 21, Virginia Tech defeats West Virginia 31-24. Josh Jackson has 336 total yards and 2 TDs. It is good to have college football back, man.
Yeah, but you didn't talk about the biggest upset.
What's that?
That Howard game. Man, if you would have had like $100, man, you would have won $50,000.
Oh, yeah.
That's up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good win. That's a good win for Howard. Good win for those guys as well. Let me see. All right, let's go ahead and start talking about some of the. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask this before we start getting to the news of the day. I'm going to ask this question. I want to see what you say. Is Alabama bad for college football?
The way it is, I say, yeah. It's because It's not that what the program is. It's how it is perceived. Like, you have all the top recruits know that if they go there and just do a little shine, they get into the pros. So it's like the Kentucky of the football. So you got these guys that go there for 3 years, and as long as you're decent starting, you're guaranteed drafted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're sort of, you know, decent on Alabama. So I think they have an unfair recruiting, you know what I mean? Because it's pretty much guaranteed they're going to go to the national title, you know, year in, year out.
Each year.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm in the chat room. We have Captain. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to even go there. Alabama also suffered some injuries in that Florida State game. They lost two of their top linebackers in that game. And from the reports I'm getting, those two linebackers were out for the year. But when you deal with Alabama, it's
somebody gonna step up the place. It's not like they ain't got another All American sitting on the bench.
Exactly, it's like next man up.
That's what I'm saying. These guys just want to they go there, man, because it's a guarantee to the NFL.
Yeah.
If you someone decent.
Oh my goodness. We'll see if someone can derail them. We have Ohio State and Oklahoma being played this weekend, so maybe Ohio State can be the team that dethrones Alabama. We shall see. Michigan looked good also, so we'll see what Michigan can do.
Yeah.
I think if anybody can derail them, it'd be those two teams.
I can see that quarterback going. He a senior this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd be a first-rounder. If he plays good the rest of the season, he has the size and he's playing in a pro style offense. So,
I should have bet Tony C another dinner so I can get my loss back, but I'm not gonna do that.
You know, double down with some chicken spread, man.
Yeah, I might double that down. You know, get something back. You know, but anyhow. Let's go into some of the other news of the week, and let's talk about Ezekiel Elliott. He admits to past drug use.
What an idiot.
I don't understand what he is doing.
Like I said, I think maybe at one of those instances, but I do believe that dude hit that girl, man.
I'm starting to believe it, too. I'm starting to really believe it, and
you know what I'm saying? It's the company he keeps. It's going to be his downfall, but he's had too many different issues.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the arbitrator said that Tuesday was the deadline. So tomorrow we should get an answer whether that suspension is going to be upheld or not.
Oh, it should be. The thing is, it's on principle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody wants to throw this and that and this out. But the dude needs to be reined in, man. He's giving the NFL a real black eye, especially if it comes out they did all this stuff and he did hit the girl. Oh, boy. Heads will roll.
But right now, from what you see, because I'm not seeing it, do you see any definitive evidence that he did it?
But see, this is the thing. We haven't even read it. The public hasn't even seen what the investigator said.
It's true.
But if I want to see evidence, he's got into a bar fight. He pulled that chick's titty out. I mean, he's speeding. It's not like he broke some dude's nose. It's not like this dude is squeaky clean or something.
Right.
He has a history of just being wild.
His conduct is
And wild. It's not forecoming of the National Football League. Agreed. This ain't the 90s. Especially when he said he did drugs. You know, this ain't like the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s when you had the whole...
See. See, now you know Tony C gonna be calling in a minute.
Yeah, but it's the truth, though. Dallas Cowboys in the 90s, man, they...
He gonna be calling in a minute. Yeah, because Michael Irvin had a lot of issues.
Yeah, him, Nate Newton, the whole offensive line. I mean, we keep going down the list, but...
Yeah, he had a ton of issues off the field. And he's a Hall of Famer, so...
Yeah, I'm not disparaging them. I'm just saying it was a fact that them dudes was wild back then.
Yeah. They were. They really were. You guys can get in on this conversation. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything tonight. The Ezekiel Elliott, Isaiah Thomas injury, and how long he could be out. Would that affect the ability for the Cavs to keep LeBron James? We're going to talk about Aaron Judge of the Yankees. Le'Veon Bell finally signs his franchise tender. Get on in. 706-993-4606 is that number for you to call in. Let's move on over to the NBA. Isaiah Thomas is possibly going to be out until the All-Star break. Do you think...
Well,
go ahead.
I told people, I've been telling, I think I was talking to you offline about this, that we knew this dude was hurt.
Yep.
And damn, if everybody just didn't look at the problem firsthand, they just was just sitting here thinking that Isaiah Thomas is going to be the savior for the Cavaliers. And he's not. He was hurt.
Yeah, he was.
And he did not. I think if he would have did the surgery, he would have been back faster. But that's why Boston was so quick to get rid of him. He got a bad hip.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does.
And Cleveland looking dumb. Yeah, they might have got, was it Crowder? But hell, who you going to replace Isaiah Kyrie Irving with? You going to have to run Derrick Rose, broke ass. And he's going to get hurt.
You know that's going to happen at some point.
Yo.
You know it's going to happen at some point.
Then who's going to run the point?
Yeah, you really going to be stuck. You really going to be stuck.
And yeah, oh, he might make it during Christmas.
Oh,
Christmas game. Oh, it's the Warriors. Who, you know what I'm saying? Let's not get it twisted. He's a decent player, but he was on his team. Oh, when you play for the Cavs or any team for LeBron, you're playing against the best of the best. The East is going to be easy.
Right.
But how you going to fare in the West?
See.
Because... No, what you going to say?
I'm agreeing because the West would be stacked. And can you imagine him having to play? Depends on where he goes. Can you see him having to play?
They're going to do intentional pick and rolls. They're going to have like, okay, let's pick and roll them. And let's have Klay Thompson or even Draymond Green. They'll have JaVale McGee hit him off the pick and roll and just be eating him up.
Because he's 5'8".
I mean, that's how they would do him. Because Steph doesn't need a pick and roll to hit his shot.
And look at this too. If you take LeBron out there, it depends on what he goes, particularly if he becomes a Laker. Like Tennessee's predicted on this show several times. Can you imagine? He has to play.
He has to actually Kawhi play Leonard. Basketball.
He's got to play Kawhi Leonard. He's got to play Kevin Durant.
Durant.
2 to 4 times.
Yep.
If not more.
Who else he got to play?
If not more.
Westbrook and them. Paul George is dang there. Who else? I'm trying to think. The Rockets.
And the Rockets may have mellow by then. You never know.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like LeBron, and the reason I think he's overrated is just he sat in a real easy Eastern Conference for so long. And it's just like, yeah, by the time you get to the West, most of the time the Western had went to a 6 or 7 game series, and you done swept some bums in the East, and you rusted. You know, it ain't
right. I'm sorry to cut you off. I also think too that if you look at the East, there's only two teams, and if LeBron leaves Cleveland, it's only going to be two teams. Without LeBron, Boston is better than Cleveland.
Yep.
Without LeBron, Miami is better than Cleveland.
Hey, I thought Chicago, if they would have kept that team, I think they would have did something against Cleveland, because they was going to beat Boston.
Until Rondo went out. Mm-hmm.
And they were playing in Chicago the whole season, beat Cleveland every time they played.
Yeah, I'm going to throw another name out there. I'm going to throw another team out there, too, that will be better than Cleveland without LeBron. The Wizards.
Oh, yeah. They just need one or two pieces away, you know what I'm saying? Like a wing guy.
And speaking of the Wizards, John Wall was in the news this week, saying that he is the best two-way point guard in the league. Man, get out of town. You're good, but Westbrook's better than you.
Curry's better than you. Yeah. I mean, he played defense. I mean, Curry averaged, what, 2-3 steals a game. So, I mean, he's kind of underrated a little bit on defense, but it's not like he, you know, he's a liability, because he'll get run around and get his little strips and stuff.
And the thing that kills me about John Wall, and I know his last playoff series that he went through,
he disappeared.
He disappeared like that. But he disappeared because of fatigue.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna deem yourself a superstar, if you're gonna say you're a superstar, you have to make sure your outside shots are gonna hit.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what that makes the men from boys, because. Right.
And you need to also know when to pass that ball to Bradley Beal, too. That's a bad brother, too. They remind me of Portland. That's who they remind me of. With Dame Lillard and the crew, and I love Dame and Lillard and CJ McCollum. I love those boys. That's who Washington reminds me of. You know, with Gortat there, the big man in the middle.
Yeah.
Those guys, woo. They're like a player two away.
It's going to be interesting. I just think there's going to be some sleepers, but I think Philly might try to do something.
Well, they flopped for the past 3 years, so they should do something.
Yeah. And is Milwaukee in the East?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta always watch out, because that Greek Freak and the boys might start getting a little something, maybe a piece of here too.
Oh yeah, Guinness.
Yeah.
Guinness.
Like I said, and LeBron's only getting older. I don't understand how they talk about he ain't hit the apex of his career. What are y'all talking about? He's played more minutes than most of the greats. You know, he got too many miles on the engine.
It'd be interesting to see. We're not that far away from basketball season either, guys. We're not that away from NBA training camp. So, definitely don't sell it short. We're not that far away. So, we'll definitely see what some of these teams look like. I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, so, you know, my team automatically sucks. But we should, at least get 10 wins.
Oh, yeah.
At least 10. I don't believe in marketing at all. If it didn't work with Doug McDermott, how the hell is it going to work with marketing? You are 7 foot out there shooting threes. At least Dirk can rebound.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll be like LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah. And that didn't work out this year. So, let me head on to line number 2 right now. Bringing in our good friend Tony C. Tony C, what's up, man?
I want to be known as Tony C, the college football correspondent. lead prognosticator for college football.
So is it Tony Lee Marshall?
No, Lee did role report.
I'm sorry, Lee Caruso. Who was it? I know it was a
dude from ESPN.
He called me Tony the Greek or something like that.
Tony the Greek.
I tell you who to pick.
Bookies.
Yeah. If you, I tell you who to go to your bookie with. the major pick of the week, and the biggest game of the weekend.
Okay, Tony C. I'm gonna stop you right there for a second. I want to get back in. Let's do another bet.
Well, see, I heard your initial idea. I was watching Georgia Tech in Tennessee. And
Georgia Tech
ain't no double or nothing. Nah, you can't double down on this. Nah, I'll let you get a new bet.
Okay. Okay. Right.
You can get a new bet, but I'm gonna set the stage.
He wanted that pizza or kickoff game day.
Exactly. I can't let you wait. I can't
stuff crust.
No. This is gonna be Papa John. I'm thinking you can get a new bet for the Florida State Miami game. I'll bet with Miami. I'll bet a dinner with Miami.
Okay. I'm riding a dime, man. We got a freshman quarterback. All signs just say loss, but I'm riding a dime.
Now, with you being a home team and having a better all around team. Can I get a field goal?
Okay. I'll give you plus three. I'll give you plus three.
Because you playing at home.
We playing at home.
Yeah.
The defense is gonna be flying, and hopefully we can run the football.
So that's the new bet.
That's the new bet.
Let me check the Seminole schedule. Let me see what weekend is that.
That's the new bet. Oh, by the way, in two overtimes, Tennessee defeats Georgia Tech 42-41.
Oh, so Tennessee did pull it out. Okay.
Yeah, they pulled it out. Mm-hmm. Sean Davis game-winning field goal is blocked as time expires to send the game into overtime. Georgia Tech scores in the first OT possession, but then Tennessee comes back and gets the win.
Butch Jones just saved his job for another week.
Yeah, he did.
He just saved his job for another week.
Yep. Sure.
While I'm pulling up this Florida State schedule here.
Daggone.
Let's see.
Ooh, the Diamondbacks one.
Okay.
Arizona.
Miami on the 16th September. So y'all got 2 weeks.
We got 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks to work all the kinks out. We got 2 weeks to work the kinks out. Get that boy ready.
Yep.
I saw some stuff of him a couple years ago. I believe he was at another camp down in Florida. I forget what school he went down to. And he looked good.
Probably went to IMG.
It could have been. And he looked good there. But my only concern, he's 6'5", but he's real small, real frail. I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to put him in a rollout? You're going to have him on shotgun formation?
Well, first you need to start feeding him. That's the first thing you need to do.
Yeah,
you got to send him up there to Smithfield, getting some damn ham on his bones.
Yep.
Nah, man, Smithfield hams got bought out by the Chinese, and they just shipped most of that stuff down China.
Oh, they shutting down the packing plant up
nah,
there?
Nah, they still got it. They just ship all the ham to China.
So it don't get distributed here no more?
Well, you know, locally, but, you know, it's...
Oh, man, I don't know what he's going to do then. I don't know where you can send them. Send them to Memphis and get some barbecue.
Well, come back, though. You know, they got all that pork fried rice. So, you know, it does.
Yeah. now, William, if you want get back this week, You know, my Sooners, we going up to Ohio State, but I'm gonna need about 2 touchdowns.
Yeah,
man.
That's why I say nah. That's why I say nah.
So we lost the whole lot.
Y'all can bet on that next Missouri game because they ain't playing no defense this weekend.
Oh no! Nah, hell no!
Let me ask you guys this real quick. I'm gonna kind of jump around a little bit, keep the show lively and affected. Old boy from Texas A&M, should he be fired?
Well, he's gonna be fired eventually.
They just wait for
35.
Yeah.
34-point lead. Yeah. The writing is on the wall. You better get your dust off your resume.
Or find you another Johnny Manziel.
Kevin
Sumlin. That ain't good enough.
Head coach Kevin Sumlin was up 44-10. UCLA scores 35 unanswered in 16 minutes and 23 seconds to lose the game.
And what they do to Lane Kiffin last year?
Lost the game
a couple years ago.
He ain't riding the bus at the airport.
Yep. You get on the bus.
They fired him at the airport.
They ended up losing that game, by the way, 45-44. That A&M defense, I get it. Your quarterback is out for the season. I understand it. But that defense was putrid.
Let's take it back because we can apply this in the NFL. You should have been getting rid of the goddamn Atlanta's coach.
He did the same in San Francisco.
Yep.
No, I'm talking about head coach.
You guys need to go and look at some of the memes that the internet came out with. The A&M team and the Atlanta Falcons. Both of them broke the internet.
I can only imagine. I don't know what to say about Kevin Sumlin, man. You try to give a brother a shot, like Club Lane. Mm-hmm. Everybody don't come through. If he was in the Big 12, he wouldn't do that. See, what happened was he got hit with that 52 fake out.
Yeah, yeah.
They moved to the SEC. Mm-hmm. Not only the SEC, but the SEC West.
Oh, yeah.
So now you got to beat Alabama to even be in the picture.
And you know that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, they beat them 1 year. And then when they beat, they was 11-2. It was 9-3, something like that. Mm-hmm. But see, Texas A&M got unrealistic expectations anyway. As long as Nick Saban there, you ain't beating Alabama. The only team got a shot at is Auburn and
LSU. Every LSU.
Yeah, and nine again. But, you know, that's what happened. We had them unrealistic boosters, expectations.
Oh, yeah.
Then they still believing in Johnny Football. You know, they just.
He ain't walking through that door no time soon.
No time soon. Aaron Judge hits for his 38th home run of the season yesterday. Is he the new face of the MLB?
Who?
Aaron Judge.
He's Dominican, so he already got the. Dominican.
No, it's old boy down there in Florida. Down here in Miami. Yeah. Once they trade him, they can get him the hell out of here.
The one that's going to break the home run record if you keep it up.
Yeah, they owe him $292 million over the next 10 years. No, they're trying to get rid of his ass.
Oh, yeah, that contract's big. That contract's too huge.
Marlins ain't trying to pay nobody like that.
He might
get one of them A-Rod contracts. He ain't even playing for another team and still getting
already got his
okay. I'm talking about when he was the Texas Rangers. Like, even though he left the team, they're still paying him.
Yeah, the Yankees had to take some of that, and the Rangers had to pay some of it too. I get what you're talking about.
Let's keep the party started. Le'Veon Bell finally signs his franchise tender with the Steelers. Now, the Steelers have also been in the news for signing Joe Hayden from the Cleveland Browns to help bolster that secondary. How far can the Steelers go this year?
If they're healthy, they should be able, and not nut up, they should be able to beat the damn Patriots this year if they're healthy. Because they got Martavis Bryant, right?
As long as he stay out the weed.
Yeah.
They play in the regular season, so that regular season game would tell you all you need to know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The Philadelphia.
If it,
go ahead.
No, I said if they had it coming there with their head straight.
Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger need to doggone learn how to play well both at home as well and on the road. He had a lot of bad home-road splits last year. He needs to clean that up. Next question. Can the Philadelphia Eagles win the NFC East and make some noise in the playoffs?
They'll be out in the first round. That's just the curse of the NFC East lately.
I'm kind of like...
I'm just talking about the only people that seem like make it is when the Patriots go undefeated. The Giants somehow and the... It's like riding a hoopty car down the highway. Somehow I just make it. That's what the Giants is.
I'm liking Carson Wentz a little bit. Not much, a little bit. Dak and Eli are still the best quarterbacks in that division, though.
Hell no, he ain't. What? Eli is a horrible quarterback. He throws a lot of interceptions.
Yeah. Wentz got to prove himself a little bit, but I like him. I like him. He got Alshon Jeffrey. He got Zach Ertz. He's definitely got some weapons. He's got a good defense behind him, so we see what they can do.
But Eli got a high-ass turnover ratio.
He does. He really does. Did you guys hear about the story about the Cleveland police today? Cleveland police say they will not hold the American flag in reaction to ignorant Browns players anthems protests.
Well,
we know why that is.
Yep, sure do.
Now the brothers want to take a knee.
Yeah.
And they don't give a damn about it.
But see, I'll go on the flip side, and Cleveland needs to be more worried about, instead of kneeling, they need to be worried about winning games. Exactly. That's just me.
Exactly.
I mean, hell.
No, they don't, because they don't never win.
That's what I said. Like, they might be taking a knee because they season over, but damn it. Stop with this.
Cleveland best days are behind them, bro.
But
the last time irrelevant is when Jim Brown was playing.
No, the Bernie Kosar years.
Bernie Kosar years.
You know, that's what they get to live with that past.
And just the fact that they lost the Ravens.
Don't forget Mack and Bynum.
That's what I'm saying. Ernest Bynum fumbled on the goal line. Yep. This is then they ain't been relevant. Yep. So, live with that.
Hopefully this year.
You got to look, man. A lot of these franchises in these sports, I'm trying to tell y'all, that go for NBA, NFL, MLB, hockey, don't matter. A lot of these franchises ain't going to win nothing, man, because the best players ain't finna go there and play.
But hopefully.
What the hell?
So that tells
who's
you.
Who's gonna go to Cleveland? That's good, worth a damn.
Nobody.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
Exactly.
I can start naming off some players.
Matter of fact,
That ain't going nowhere near some of these cities.
Matter of fact, the only reason why Cleveland got who they got now is either because of the draft or people want to send them down there for purgatory.
You remember what he said in the draft? Please, Jerry Jones, do something to get me out.
Yeah, Miles Garrett was begging to play for the Cowboys.
It was.
And the first chance he get,
he's getting
the hell out of there.
Nobody
want to live in Cleveland.
Nope.
Yep.
LeBron
James don't even want to be there. So.
The only reason he came back is if LeBron James was never from Ohio, he would never play in Cleveland.
Nope.
Don't nobody want to live in places like Cleveland, Milwaukee, Utah. Detroit.
You saw Gordon Hayward run out the first chance he got.
What I'm saying? There's certain spots where people, when they get a chance to get the hell out, they getting out.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't even going to subject their family to living in these.
Hell, Chicago. Now, hell, it's a damn war zone. Who want to go there?
Look,
Yeah, but you'll go to Chicago before you go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I done said it once already on the podcast. I'll say it again. My Bulls going 10-72.
That's why. And see, that's the problem with college sports, basketball, football. A lot of these destinations, man, these kids ain't trying to go freeze their ass off. Yeah. No, Notre Dame and Indiana and places like that, Wisconsin.
They want
to
go to
that's why Alabama, the same teams. Sooner Urban Meyer, the only reason they're going to Ohio State now because Urban Meyer, he leave, all the good players going to go to Alabama.
They're gonna go to
Miami.
They're gonna go to the warm weather team.
And then they get traded by the Patriots, and they Green Bay.
Oh, they get drafted by them. Yeah, no. I mean that's different. Winning organizations, and you getting paid, so right. You'll kind of stomach that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
If you get your brain beat in every Saturday and Sunday, man, please get the hell out away from Ryan.
LeVar Ball was in the news again. He says he doesn't care what the NCAA says about LaMelo's signature sneaker.
He don't care if they kick his ass out of the NCAA.
The boy ain't even under their quote-unquote infrastructure as he is, and you're already talking trash.
LaMelo ain't that good, man, but he's about to become the Vince McMahon, the Tiger Dad. So
I wish he wouldn't have all this mouth of damn Lonzo's playing in damn Indiana some damn well.
Oh, don't worry, Lonzo's gonna catch the business this year. All of them dudes, he said they're coming after his ass this season.
Everybody gonna target him. Colts made it official. They've already ruled Andrew Luck out for week one. Scott Tolzien will get the call. Jacoby Brissett.
If I was Andrew Luck, I say I ain't playing again for you some bitches till y'all give me a good offensive line. I'll be down.
Yeah.
He's stupid. And see, some of these players, man, they be going after the money. See, you done re-upped, got all that money, and now they can't get you no offensive line.
Exactly.
Yep.
See, that's what the NFL gearing these players to do. If you take all the money off the salary cap, then you can't complain when you're getting your brains beat in, especially a quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, especially like Matt Stafford.
Yeah, and you got about to throw to. And what you want me to do and all this shit. Okay, you taking up 40% of the cap.
Because every team quarterback that it took all the money, they're sorry. Like the Ravens used to be good, and Flacco took all that money, and look at them.
And that's why that's another reason why the Patriots stayed winning, bro. Because yeah. Tom Brady ain't the highest paid player on their damn team.
Exactly.
And ain't nobody. I don't understand why people ain't caught on to that, dude.
Yep.
Okay,
you get endorsements as long as you're winning, and that's what people don't
understand. Not only that, bro, you don't need if you make a good amount of money, if you make millions, you ain't got to make $20 million a year.
Right.
Yeah.
You get your brains beat in, like.
You make 15 or 14 million.
I mean, 15, 8, yeah. 7, bro, you can live. Yep. What you mean?
Yep.
And you don't have a competitive team.
Exactly.
That's what worried me about when Dak come up. If he come up talking about he want all this money, I already know what's going to happen. The line going to fall off because you can't pay all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Steve's going to start falling off. I mean, he's going to be 4-12. You ain't going to have to win with rookies.
You ain't going to have no Dez. You ain't going to have no.
You can't keep all of them when you're paying your quarterback $100
million.
Yep. Plus.
Yep.
And I don't understand why they be complaining, because I see right through it. I see the game and how it go. The Patriots laid the blueprint out right there.
They did.
As soon as you pay your quarterback all that money, watch how it hurt the rest of your team. The Raiders is going to catch up. It may not catch up with you that year, but it eventually going to start catching up because you can't pay everybody, man. Yeah. The best players. Seattle is going to happen to them. They just paid Cam Chancellor.
All that money.
Earl Thomas going to come up. Mm-hmm. Richard Sherman going to come up. They going to want more money.
Then Russell Wilson going to come up.
He just got, he already got his money.
Yeah,
he
did.
But you can't have that many players making, that's why the offensive line sucks.
Yep.
Yep.
That's why they can
all the money and Russell Wilson on defense.
That's why they can run the football the way they even supposed
ain't
to.
Ain't no way in hell I'd be running for my life. I'd be like, man, I'll get some of this money back. Yeah, damn.
Exactly. Need some line.
That's what Brady does. He structures his contract every other year or something to help out the team.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, man,
it's all about ring.
I hate to say this. I ain't even thinking, like, I hate to put it on race, but he ain't greedy, bro. White man, he ain't a greedy white boy.
Right.
He looking at the big picture.
Yep.
If I made $5-10 million, then they got money to pay.
And plus his wife makes more money than him, so.
It don't even matter. Even if his wife did make, that's enough money to live.
Exactly.
How much money do you need to live?
Exactly.
And enjoy your life, because Andrew Luck's shoulder jacked up now. What's next?
Yep. Ain't no telling what's going to be next.
He got to reevaluate his whole approach.
Situation.
You get knocked down running for your life like that, man.
Yep.
Odell pay me a little bit of money. Just give me a line and
I'll make the rest up back in endorsements.
Yeah. If we winning, I'm gonna make that on the back end.
Exactly.
That's how y'all got Deion back in the day. They signed him for a certain amount and then he made sure that
That's what's gonna happen with Kirk Cousins. Wherever he go, they're gonna have to pay him a whole lot of money. And the team gonna suck, and people trying to sit around and figure out like why we suck.
Yep.
Cause you paying your quarterback $30+ million.
Yep. Your quarterback getting all the loot.
Not only that, we ain't got no money really to pay. We got D plus D talent. Everywhere else, pretty much.
Yep.
C plus is the highest probably rating of talent you got in every other position. You might have a B here or there.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you dealing with C or lower. Because you're paying $34 million a year for Kirk Cousins. And, what's the quarterback for the Raiders? He getting all Matthew Stafford.
I don't understand why they paid all that money for Matthew Stafford.
Well, the thing of the matter is, it's either him or Bum.
But think about
he's good.
But think about think about it too, Doom. If you let him go, and look at the track
who else
record,
you gonna get?
Who else you gonna get? And look at Detroit's track record too. You let go of Barry Sanders over some BS. You let go of Ndamukong Suh over some BS.
No. Barry Sanders retired. Quit. Yeah, he said.
I thought of getting his brain.
But he retired.
And he wanted to be traded.
But he retired because that inept front office wouldn't get him out of there. They wouldn't get him out of there. It's an inept front office. You look at Ndamukong Suh. Ndamukong Suh could have been the face of that defense for years. They didn't want to pay him. See ya. Calvin Johnson proved to be one of the best wide receivers. Couldn't keep him because over some BS.
Well, he got tired of beating up his body and they was losing.
But same thing with Barry Sanders. Inept front office.
The new general managers and vice president, player operations person. You got to be able to sell to these quarterbacks that are coming up that are good. But we cannot pay you all this money and be good. It's not going to happen.
Right.
You may not see the difference in year one, but gradually over that contract, you're going to see how you fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't keep this player because your money on the books.
Got to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. And I think these people they hire, man, they gotta be able to sell them guys, but you get a don't take everything from them. Don't get all the money. Cause quarterback right now, if you have a son coming up in the next 18-20 years and they wanna play football, I mean, you if they have put him at quarterback,
yeah,
you either quarterback or baseball,
yep,
because they in all in his fourth year, if he play like Dak playing right now, you're going to be in a position to ask for all that money. Not whether you want to do it, that's a whole different ballgame.
Right.
But you're going to be in a position to do it.
Do what Kevin Durant did this year. How he took less.
No, KD's keeping his options open, man.
Yeah, he bet on himself. He bet on himself.
He make money off endorsements anyway. Mm-hmm. So, the biggest thing with the Golden State Warriors is, do Draymond Green want to get paid? And does Klay Thompson want to get paid? If they want to get paid max money, they're getting the hell out of there.
Yep.
You can't afford to pay three players max money.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, they weren't going to come to an end. Now, if they take less money, then it's going to stay together. But if them boys want to get paid, it's gonna be KD and Steph Curry with some.
But
with
they also, money. I think the owner probably play a little luxury tax.
Even if you pay the luxury tax, you can't pay that. Your luxury tax will be hella high.
Yeah.
To pay all three of them max, because Steph already, and then Klay and Draymond, and KD. Basically, Kevin Durant has to be on one or two-year deals.
Yep.
He's basically what they call that veteran minimum, pretty much.
In order for them to do that.
Yeah, in order for them to stay together. Because somebody is going to throw the max.
And then if you throw Max, and if you give Max money for all three of them boys, I don't care if KD is taking the lead minimum.
The rest of you still got to fill out the rest of your team.
Yeah, your bench is gonna suck, and that's one thing. And that's one thing that Golden State's been known for is their depth. So
they took advantage of Klay on his rookie deal, Draymond on his rookie deal.
Yep.
But once they come up, Steph got his money. Mm-hmm. He good. When the Orlando Magic throw $200 million this summer at Isaiah Thomas with a bad hip, you'll see where the NBA going.
Ooh, you want to talk about the Matthew Stafford deal? You know Aaron Rodgers is licking his chops. You gave Matthew Stafford how much?
And you know everybody in the league is licking their chops too. Because if he get paid, that means your salary cap. That means he definitely taking at least 30 to 40% of your salary cap.
Oh yeah, easy.
You know what I'm saying? So
easy.
With Clint Dix, you gonna have to pay him.
Yep.
Devontae Adams, Jordy Nelson. How you gonna pay all of them?
Mm-hmm.
And bring in new players. So I want Aaron Rodgers to get paid. Please get paid. I just don't want Dak to be hoggish like that.
Exactly.
You got to see the big picture.
Look at the
picture. You can't pay because we got him and Zeke at the same time.
Yep.
So both of their deals coming up at the same time.
Same time.
So we can pay both of y'all, but you're going to lose about two or three linemen. And we're going to go. So.
Or do you think they're going to try to get the CBA, try to get some of that basketball money so they could go up? You mean TV money, like how basketball?
I don't know how you do that, though.
Well, I don't know how you do that because the NFL, them owners, they getting the lead to go, everybody go 8-8 anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
If everybody in the AFC East knew how to run their teams, the Patriots wouldn't be 12-4 and 13-3 and all that.
Well, they also had Rex Ryan for like the last 8 years in that division, so you know.
Yeah, but the borderline goal in the NFL is everybody go 8-8, 9-7, 10-6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what they want. If everybody around that mark, That's the good team. If they help, that means it's parity across the board. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's all that that salary, and that's why the salary cap's so low, because they want to keep everybody competitive.
Yep.
They don't want to turn it into basketball with super teams. But they do need to raise it up, though.
Yeah.
They do need to raise it. That's my little 2 cents, man. I didn't want to sabotage the hour.
No problem, man. We got some good discussion here.
Yeah.
But I agree, because the thing that still haunts me to this day, Saints didn't want to pay Brandon Cooks because they didn't have the money to pay him. If you would have raised that salary cap up, you can keep some of your own free agents. And we could have kept Brandon Cooks, damn it.
Well, they can't afford Brandon Cooks because Drew Brees got all the damn money.
Yeah.
that's the real front of the face.
I mean, and you trading for the pick, and instead you going out getting the pass rusher that we need, we get a damn lineman. Now, not saying that Ramchick would be bad, but, you know, and in hindsight, it helps with Armstrong being hurt.
Take a $70 million contract for 4 or 5 years. That's not bad. You know what I'm saying? 30, 40
you
games.
You can live, yo.
Yeah.
You can
live. Exactly.
After taxes, you can live. I guess
it depends on what state you're in, too, because if you're in Texas, you get pretty much all that, minus whatever came from income tax.
Isn't Florida tax-free, Tony C?
Yep.
Okay. State tax. State tax.
That's federal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, man, these quarterbacks, we finna see a change in the league, man. There's finna be a lot of parity. It's going to be hard to fill out your team with studs unless you get them through the draft.
Right.
Or you get guys to take less money.
Right.
You know? Because your quarterback's going to start commanding, 25, 30 million a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's only going to go up.
And when you have quarterbacks like a Matt Stafford, when you have a quarterback, let's say, over in Chicago, Mike Glennon's quarterback, and his salary that he's making, $45 million? You got money like that for somebody of that talent? You got some issues coming.
Exactly.
Let me go out and play quarterback. Shit.
it's a storm brewing on the horizon.
Yes, sir.
we gotta batten down the hatches, man.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just for good quarterbacks. For good quarterbacks. Yeah. Well, not. For I want to say above average quarterback play. What would you say? How would you word it?
Mediocre.
Elite quarterback play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even medical quarterbacks are getting paid more than what they should too.
But they set the bar.
Yeah.
The mediocre
they set the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, the mediocre, the good ones are the ones that set the bar. The second tier. Because the second tier tell the first tier what, you know, because what I can ask, hell, if Glennon getting $45 million, I know I can walk in here and ask for 90.
Oh, yeah.
Or 100, 120, you know, with no problem.
And we ain't talking about an Alex Smith of the world. We talking about people who are good quarterbacks, like a Phillip Rivers, for example.
Yeah, Glennon like a third tier.
Yeah.
Alex Smith is on probably that second tier. I'll put him on up.
We talking about the Geno Smith tier.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's the third and below.
Yeah.
But then like I said, them second and third tier is the one that set the bar for the Aaron Rodgers and the, you know, Staffords. I just hope Dak don't be greedy. That's all I'm praying for.
Did you know? Because you know that Rodgers, he's going to ask for 200.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, he's going to ask for 200.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Odell Beckham Jr., the one that ain't playing Monday, or the opener.
You know Aaron Rodgers, he's going to ask for $200 million.
But if he's smart, he wouldn't do it.
He going to ask for it.
If he's trying to get a heist and get the hell out of there,
yeah.
He's going to do it.
He's going to do it.
Hit him and retire.
And Odell Beckham was in there.
But like dude, like we were saying, if they pay him $200 million, the team probably gonna suck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Odell was in the news this week. He still isn't practicing. Hasn't practiced since the injury. Can the Giants win without him?
Hell to the no.
They sometimes can't win with them.
Yeah.
Hell no.
So who
do they got to blow the top off the defense?
Nobody.
Sterling Shepard? Yeah.
They ain't got no damn.
He's a slot guy.
Right.
Yeah, they ain't got no offensive line like talking about it.
Well, they ain't got no running game, damn it, period.
I don't trust
if you let the Giants run on you, then...
Your defense.
Your D line is putrid. Yep. Your front seven is putrid.
Front seven bad because I don't.
Because they can't run. They couldn't run the ball in the preseason against the Cleveland Browns.
Paul Pierce is not a very good running back. I will say that now. Shane Vereen.
Who, Perkins?
Perkins. You talking about Perkins? Yeah. My bad.
You like Perkins, Paul Pierce? Paul like Pierce. Damn, they gonna wheel him out in the wheelchair?
He gonna come out there? But Pierce is a terrible running back. Perkins is a terrible running back. Shane Vereen, he can't run between the tackles to save his life. Now, he can catch the football out the backfield. But
yeah.
I'm not even going to watch the game Sunday. I'm not interested in that at all.
Hey, guys, man, I got to run, man. I can't. Hey, I got to get up early.
Yeah, me too.
We all do.
Oh, one more thing real quick I want to get into before we roll out. T.J. Ward gets cut by the Denver Broncos. He signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but then he says, quote, his release was done in a completely unprofessional manner, end quote.
So did he get a phone call? Did he get a letter? What happened? Was his name on the board and said cut? Tell me what's unprofessional.
I guess I was looking at the story when we were talking, and it didn't really say how he was informed of it. So I guess this is just a player spitting out sour grapes.
Unprofessional is what Bill Belichick did to that damn linebacker last year. Oh, you want a pay raise? I'm going to trade your ass to the Cleveland Browns. Now, that was unprofessional, damn it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh man, real quick, let's go over all the shows you can listen to on Rant In Radio, then we'll get out of here for the night. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern, we got the Shining Wizards, followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. with Double A and Tony C. Thursday, we got an all-new episode of Rant and Wrestling. Friday, we got Philly Phil and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Friday at 9. Sunday, we got the What Are You Ruling comic book show with Surfer. And then it's this fire show on Monday at 11:15, the Sports Report. Gentlemen, you got anything else before we get out of here for the night?
No.
Good show. Thanks for having me on, my man.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
It was fun.
Thank you for calling in, dude. Appreciate you. And I'm going to run this queue and get out of here. I'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. RantInRadio.com. Everybody.
Later.